This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out a couple of websites, haystackhelp.com. We have a helpline that's always open for you. That's 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, glad to have in studio today Pamela Meyer. Pamela's with Denver Home Navigators. You can check out her website at exactly that, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number's 303-506-0106. With that, we'll welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
All right. I thought we'd talk about it. I mean, it doesn't take long to figure out there's a lot of people moving here.
Yes,
traffic,
that's accurate.
Is unbelievable. So I got to think about maybe people, whether they already live here, maybe they're buying their first home, or people coming here.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, it's still their first home in Colorado. And I saw the other day where Highlands Ranch was listed in one of the top places to live. Yeah. So I don't know who makes those up.
I don't either. I don't know how they get there.
I wish they'd say it's all bad to live, and then maybe people would quit coming. But what do you say to people, you know, hey, they're wanting to buy a home here, and maybe it is their first-time home buyer. It doesn't necessarily mean they're young. Sometimes people rent for a long time
right.
and then decide to buy. So what are some tips, really, for you can share with us today?
Well, yes, we are one of the best places to live. That's why we live here. But it is, I think one of the first things people need to know is their financial options. The last thing in the world you want to do, the last thing in the world I want to do as an agent, even because it's so disheartening to my buyers, is take them in a car, show them property that they don't even, maybe they can't even afford it. Because then they find the house they love, and then they go to the lender and find out you can't afford that. And everything else is in comparison to that. So let's find out first what you can qualify for. And I don't care if you can qualify for $1 million and you personally mm-hmm. want to make a decision within your budgetary guidelines that you only want to spend $500,000. I'll abide by whatever you decide, but let's find out what the bottom line is.
Sure.
Because it's just painful when people find something, fall in love, and then find out they can't have it.
Right. So when you meet with people for that first time, I mean, there's really, I won't say an extensive interview process, but there are questions that you need to know to help see if you are the right fit for them, number one.
Well, first of all,
and they're the right fit for you.
It goes both ways.
And
for sure.
Just to kind of figure out what they're wanting.
It is that piece of, you know, some of the early questions are, what are you purchasing because you're going to stay here? Because if somebody's really only here for a year, if they got transferred in, they have an internship or something to do, and then they're going to be relocated, I don't know that I'd recommend they purchase
mm-hmm.
unless they're going to hang on to it after they leave. Because there are expenses of there are expenses to purchase and
right.
there are expenses of sale. And so if you're only holding for a short period of time, it kind of eats into your proceeds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever upward mobility our market may have, which has been slowing the last part of this 2018, it's just, you know, it's not the frenzy of, you know, the last 4 years.
Right.
That does not mean the market is, I mean, I've had people like, what's happening? What's happening? What are our houses on the market and they're staying? Well, normal, which we have not seen in a while, in the Denver metro area, normal time on the market is about 3 months, 91 days.
Gotcha.
So imagine you put your house on the market and you have to endure 3 months worth of people traipsing in and out of your home. Now, we've been very spoiled, both sellers, buyers, well, buyers not so much, except for interest rates, but it's been fast-paced, you know. And so it does take some time. So for a buyer, getting qualified, knowing what interest rates are doing, what it might mean to you if the interest rates go up by 1/4 or 0.5% in terms of your buying power, it does impact it.
Right.
by tens of thousands of dollars. So one of the things in terms of knowing your financial options is, well, how much money do you have to put down? You know, do you have money in savings for a 3.5, 5, 10, or 20% of a purchase price? Mm-hmm. Because the more you can put down, the better interest rates. Often you don't have to pay mortgage insurance premium, for example. And then whether you're a veteran, whether you're buying out in more rural areas where a USDA loan might be available, that's not a loan that's common in our
right.
Metro Denver area. So, you know, there are things to investigate, and depending upon your own financial condition, anticipated time of ownership, et cetera, there's more than one way to skin a cat in terms of qualifying for a loan.
Mm-hmm. Pamela Myers with us again, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website. And if you'd like to meet with Pamela, and you don't always say this, it's never too early to start the process. But if you'd like to meet with Pamela, give her a call, 303-506-0106, because sometimes, you know, even I always tell people, hey, if you're just thinking about it in the next 6 months to a year, go ahead and meet with you. Meet with Kurt, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, just
talk.
To figure out where everything is. And when I say Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. And just go ahead and get that relationship established, because you never know when you may run across something. I may tell you, hey, I'm not going to do something for a year, but here's what I'm looking for. And then all of a sudden that comes available.
It might change your timetable.
Exactly.
It absolutely could.
So that's a great thing. Now, also, vets. I want to mention that,
mm-hmm.
vets, because there's a lot of things, and Kurt goes through a lot of things with mortgages that are good benefits there. But
he does.
Man, you're a vet out there. It's a great thing to buy a house, right?
It is. With a VA loan, you actually can buy a property and bank out the whole thing. So if you buy a $350,000, $400,000 house, your loan is for the whole amount. Yes, you probably have to come up with a couple of $1,000s for earnest money, which is the thing that makes your offer valid.
Mm-hmm.
But you can even get that back by the time you close. So you get a loan on the whole amount. Now, although there isn't mortgage insurance premium, there is a VA funding fee, but still, it's a great rate. The qualifications are reasonable. You don't have to have an 820 credit score.
Right.
And if a vet is disabled, they even have some additional savings that are Kurt's expertise,
sure.
not mine.
Right, right. And then another thing you want to know, so besides your financial options, is just really knowing about the market, which I'm glad I don't have to know that. That's your deal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
And
right.
so you can let us know, really, hey, you know what, man, we need to wait a few more months before we get mm-hmm. into something. Right now is just not the right time. But you know, the market.
I do know the market, and whether people make decisions based on what they need in their life. Just because I tell them interest rates might be up by then, and the price might be more expensive by then, that's irrelevant if you have other issues that are like, nope, this does not fit our timetable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you're in a position where you're kind of like hemming and hawing and you're not sure, educating you about where the market is, where we anticipate it going, could make you lean one way or another. But it's not my decision, it's yours. My job is to provide information.
Right.
Certainly, one of the things, you know, if you study the climate, well, people always think about our weather. But the climate in our real estate environment is also very, still very seller, pro-seller. Even with a little bit of softening, the softening does not mean that the market is going down by any means. I listened to Lawrence Yoon from the National Association of Realtors. He's an economic forecaster who was in town and speaking at the South Suburban Association of Realtors not too long ago, late July, I think. And we really don't have any prediction of anything going down, flattening. I mean, it might not go up the way it has been, but for at least the rest of 2018 and into 2019, probably maybe even to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So, because what doesn't change is people are still coming here to the metro area. And we have the lowest amount of inventory we've had in a generation. Now, And I can say that saying, okay, so it might not be quite as low right now because we've had a little bit of an uptick, but an uptick to maybe 9,000-10,000 properties is way different than a normal market of almost 20,000 properties on the market at any given time. So that doesn't switch us like an on and off switch into what is called a buyer's market, which is when we have more than 6 months, 5 or 6 months worth of inventory, which means if nothing else came on the market, it would take 5 or 6 months to totally deplete the existing inventory. That doesn't mean a buyer can't buy a house. You're not. I've had people go, well, I want to get a deal. Well, your deal right now is your interest rate.
Right.
Because you are going to pay close to full price. You might not pay full price today. In the frenzy of our market, it's been interesting where some people have said, well, we were afraid to insult the seller, so we didn't want to bring him an offer that was $5,000 under list. You don't understand that it's called negotiating between buyer and seller.
Sure.
So when someone said to me, well, somebody tried to lowball me the other day when they had their house on the market before in 2016, I said, well, your house was on the market at $400,000. What was the lowball offer? She said, $390 or something. I mean, it was like 97.5% of list price. I said, just so you know, that is not the definition of a lowball offer.
Right.
That is a normal buyer offer. You could have negotiated time or anything else, but that was not a lowball. I said, if your house was listed at $400 and they offered you $350, that would be considered a lowball.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Just about a minute and a half left half here, but another thing that's very important, you know, when you're buying a house, and we're going to do this on another segment too, is talking about, you know, I mean, what are you really buying in that area for? I mean, are you going to be Do you find when people, I mean, what are the main things they ask you real quick? I mean, or you ask them, hey, where do you work? Do you mind the 45-minute commute, or you want a 10-minute commute?
Right. That's all part of the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, are they planning? Do they have children? Are they looking at schools? What schools have they been talking about? Where do they work? What kind of commute time do they want? I have had people move from out east in Centennial over west to Lakewood, just because they spend so much time in the mountains over a year's time.
Right.
And just across our metro area, that's a pretty significant commute when you do it all the time.
Sure.
So, yes, places, you know, people go, well, I want to live near the Denver Tech Center. Why? Is your job there? One of the things, you know, depending upon the career you have or where you're looking for work, people move up north quite a bit because we have a lot of tech up in Boulder, Louisville, et cetera. Also, aerospace, Martin Marietta, all of that. You've got, you know, people who want to move south and west.
Sure.
So that really is more of a, it's your own family's dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
How much time, you know, you don't want to, okay, we got the house, but it takes me an hour and a quarter each way.
3 hours out
to
of
get,
your day.
Right.
Yeah. So that's,
you know,
not fun.
So anyway, so yeah, all that's important.
All right. Well, again, Pamela can help you in whether, hey, it's your 10th home in Colorado or your first. She can help you out. Give her a call, 303-506-0106. Again, 303-506-0106. And her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. D&DTireService.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant, with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you tuning in. Glad to have in studio now our good friend from Affordable Door, Mary Ann. How are you, ma'am?
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Thanks for having us.
You know, garage doors, we were kind of talking here before we came on air. It's something none of us think one thing about until we push the button and nothing happens. Pretty true, right?
Pretty true. Yeah, we all just always expect you hit the button, door goes up, you're good to get out, door closes, you're fine. But, you know, they just require so much maintenance. And, you know, people forget that that is the biggest moving object in your home.
Sure.
And you want to keep it safe. Your kids play under it. You park your car under it. You want to keep it safe.
Right. And you were telling me a little bit, again, before we started the show, about assessing, you know, your door. Hey, it's pretty fairly warm out. Now's a good time to go out and maybe do some things ourselves just to check it out. So what are some things that we should look for as a homeowner?
Sure. You know, we all have, you know, our plumber tells us to check our hot water tank and our, you know, mm-hmm. check this and that in the house. And do we ever? No. But the garage door is, you know, a biggie, you know. So all you need to do when doors close down, just, you know, walk around, take a look at it, look at the screws, see if they're starting to loosen up, see how the sections, you know, line up and touch each other. If they look like they're starting to misalign, that's trying to tell you something, that the door is starting to either fall apart or it just needs some general service. When the sections start to misalign, that can wreak havoc. You know, when the door comes down, it could jam into the jamb and the door will reverse on you, and it just creates a mess.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so really, anything to do with a garage door, just about you guys can handle.
We sure can.
I mean, mm-hmm. there's nothing left undone, so to
right,
speak.
Right.
All right, good. And, you know, we were talking again. It cracks me up on these neighborhood apps where people are always saying, does anyone know a cheap plumber? Does anyone know a cheap auto mechanic? And, man, I hate when people first put that out there because, you know what, nothing's free.
Right.
And you're paying for a service tech that had to go through a lot of training, spend a lot of money, maybe their own tools they've invested in or not, you know, who knows. But anyway, there's a lot that goes into just sending someone out. And we were talking about this. Sometimes people are shocked that, you know, maybe there's a price to come out. Well, you know what, I don't know about your gas, but my gas isn't free. Yeah, and you got to pay insurance. And you know what?
You're paying the guy while he's driving.
Right.
And so just kind of explain a little bit from a business side of, you know, what it takes just to get someone out.
Sure. Sure. People ask me that all the time, you know, can you come out for free? And it's like, well, nobody really likes to work for free. I mean, I don't, and I'm sure nobody does. But, you know, our $199 service fee is, you know, my guy coming out, his travel time, his windshield time, his gas, his insurance, his truck, his tools, and his long-term experience. You know, we don't just have kids that you can't just, it's a trade that it has to be, you have to be very experienced. You could get hurt. So all my guys have over 20 years door experience or more, and you know, they're qualified, and it doesn't matter really if they can get the job fixed in 15 minutes or in 2 hours. You know, it's their experience on how they know to handle the job and not get hurt and not have that door fall on your car when, you know, while he's in the process of it. You know, we have had people call us, you know, tell us, geez, the door's laying on top of my car. Well, you know, they waited a little bit too long to schedule service, you know. So, you know, sure enough, I can get one of my guys out. Leo is excellent. Frank is amazing. Jesse is awesome too. You know, they got that. We had a guy call us, and his door was actually laying on top of his car. It went up and just went right out of the track. And sure enough, you know, the guys were there, and they got that door right off of his truck, his vehicle, you know, without minimal damage to his vehicle.
It could have been very dangerous for a child playing with a button, hitting something, whatever.
Absolutely. You know? The garage door is not a toy. And, you know, people forget, you know, the kids, oh, they like to hang from it and ride it up. Well, that is just not good.
Right. And you mentioned something too I want to bring up. So sometimes you go out and, you know, and you are excellent on the phone. I mean, I've sent you videos before of what it's doing. You can tell by sounds. I mean, y'all's experience for doing this so many years is awesome. So I will tell you, Mary Ann can really about fix anything over the phone. But when they do come out, if it does take them 15 or 20 minutes, you know, don't be upset that they got it fixed. What do you want them to do? Stay there 2 hours and just, you know, tink around with something to act like it took longer? I mean, you know, they're trying to respect the client's time too.
Exactly.
And get the job done right.
Sure. Sure. You know what? We always, no matter what the price is, the guys always do a full door tune-up. You know, tighten all the hardware, lube all the bearings, replace any missing nuts and bolts on the door, adjust the spring tension as needed, service, lube, and adjust the garage door opener, you know. So it's a full service, no matter if it takes them 15 minutes, you know, and they don't try to rush. You know, it's just sometimes things just go along. You know, my guys are very efficient too.
Right.
You know, they work very efficiently. And, you know, they like to get in, get out, and get on to the next customer and, you know, rescue the next one you know, that's waiting.
Absolutely. So when we talk about changes in doors, we were talking about, man, now a lot of them have Wi-Fi and a lot of different things. So tell us about some of the new things out there.
Yeah, so LiftMaster has really evolved, and they, you know, they've changed over the years. Used to be there always only so many codes, and your code could be the same as your neighbor's, or you could your code could catch up to your neighbor's, and your door could end up working their door. Then they came out with MyQ, which gave you accessibility to access the garage door from your smartphone, and that was an additional accessory. Now everything is built-in Wi-Fi. And you don't have to, you know, some people just are just so against that, but that's okay. You can download the app on your smartphone, and once you do, you have access to working the garage door from your smartphone, seeing when the door is open, when the door is closed, if the kids come home from school. Oh, you could say, oh, yeah, the kids are home, the door is shut, blah, 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 they're safe.
Right.
You know, so they're really cool, and they everything is built in. So it's not, you're not paying an additional accessory for a separate component for that. Now everything is built in.
Right.
I just got some literature from LiftMaster yesterday. Now they're having cameras built onto the garage door openers, so you can actually watch maybe your delivery guy as he delivers your package and shut your door and see what's happening, you know, when the door opens as well. So those are pretty cool, and those are rolling out now. I don't even know the model number, but they're just rolling out right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, society's changed, and our world has changed. I mean, who would have ever thought 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever, I don't know how long that porch pirating's been going on, of people kind of stealing your deliveries.
I know.
It's crazy.
Awful. It's crazy. It is crazy. Yeah. So, you know, whether you opt for it or not, you know, you don't have to have the Wi-Fi. You know, some people just are not a fan of it, mm-hmm. and that's great. You know, that's okay. But the general public, I think, just really likes to know what's going on at their house.
Right. Now, what happens sometimes if people, you know, their garage door remote gets lost or damaged, or they don't, you know, maybe they bought a house and there wasn't a door with it? I mean, you can usually help them with somehow pairing
absolutely.
Up a new remote,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a real common thing, too. You lose the remote, you have it in the car, you know, you let the kids play with it and they lose it on you. You go to a closing and they don't have remotes, or they just give you any little random remotes. That's so very, very common. So, yeah, normally I can help customer over the phone. I'll ask them to look at the color of the learn button, and it'll be goes back from 1998 to like green to purple to yellow, red is in there. So they've changed the technology about 5 or 6 times.
Right.
But by them telling me, by me asking them a few questions, telling me what color that learn button is, I can get them the remote, mail it out to them. They don't have to pay a service call. I can walk them through on programming it. Simple, very simple.
Right. Marianne is our guest. Affordable Doors is the company. Call her. 303-680-8440. Let them come out and check out your doors. And as she said, go out and do an assessment. If you hear something or something doesn't look right, now's the time to get it fixed, not when it falls on your car or your child or you. So give her a call, 303-680-8440. Now, another great thing, besides just repairing doors, you replace. And you were telling me that you guys will haul away the old door.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's a tremendous service right there, because what are people going to do with a big garage door?
Right, right. Yeah. We do get, every once in a while, we'll have a customer like, yeah, I think I'll hang on to that door, Mark. And the wife will
that's
be looking at me
thing.
Going, yeah.
We may use that one day. Yeah.
The wife is looking at us like, no, you're not. But yeah, that's all included. Haul it away. We have recycling, metal recycling, wood recycling places that we take it to. So a lot of it gets recycled.
Right. Mm-hmm. And again, go back to your team real quick. I mean, you guys are so experienced. And I mean, all your guys have good. Most of them I've had out to my house through the years. But it's really important just to have a team that you can trust. So then, therefore, we can trust them at our home.
Yeah. You know, my guys, they all treat our business like it's their own. You know, they're part of our family. They really take a general, you know, interest in the customer, providing them with the just utmost service, you know, and it's not about upselling them parts. They're all very, very conservative
sure.
on not upselling parts just to up the ticket. You know,
right.
they, if the customer needs it, great, but that's not what we're about.
Right. Once again, folks, it's Affordable Doors. It's the only garage door company that we endorse. We want you to let them earn your trust in your business as well. You can give her a call. You can even text Marianne, 303-680-8440. And you know what? If you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, $199 for them to come out and fix your door. And there may be some parts, different things like that. But she'll go through all that with your phone. There's no hidden costs, no surprises, all of that. If you get a new door, they haul away the old one. They do commercial and residential as well. You can check out their website at garagedoorproblems.com. So, Marianne, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much. And if they want to text me, I answer a lot of texts. 303-330-1735 is my cell. Be more than happy to reply to a text after hours. I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. Same day service in most cases for you as well. So thank you so much.
Okay, thanks so much. And $25 off if they mention this.
$25 off, that's right.
They mention the radio.
$199, mm-hmm. $25 off if you mention you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio. Thanks again.
Thanks.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck. You just got in an accident. You called the police. You made sure to get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the stuff you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor's visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is call him right now, 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after your accident. Get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Dr. Mark Riggs back in studio with us. 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com. 720-722-0386 is their number. And with that, we'll welcome Dr. Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are
you? Great to see you as always.
Good to see you, too.
You know, we talk a lot about our health and all the different conditions. And today you came in and stated you wanted to talk about a certain area. And then when we got to talking about and discussing it and looking at things and your notes and all, this topic really has a lot to do with our health. And yet many people don't correlate it to all the different things and how it affects us.
Right.
But it's the topic kind of depression.
Right.
Some people may think anxiety, but it is a big deal, and something we were looking at a while ago, you know, said roughly 26% of Americans suffer from this.
Right. Yeah, so it's a huge problem, and a lot of people are feeling it. And, you know, I was preparing for the show, and, you know, this week Kobe Bryant died.
Right.
Right? Tragically, prematurely, suddenly. And that's that really, you know, I can't tell you how many, you know, interviews that I had, you know, been scrolling through on my news feed and listening to different people and how they reacted. And, you know, it makes you think about the family of people that lose loved ones that way, suddenly, tragically, prematurely, you know, and then, you know, the example of, you know, Kobe Bryant, where, you know, he's sort of larger than life figure, only 41 years old, played in the NBA from 17 to 37, and he's out for 4 years, and something like that happens, has his whole life ahead of him. You know, so it made me think about his family and, you know, the people that, you know, depended on him, and he's got several daughters left, and the hurt and the feelings that they're going to be experiencing forever, due to this loss. And, for one reason or another, that sort of translated into, you know, thinking about my own children. And, mm-hmm. you know, I probably tell my kids, each of them, probably 100 times a day, I love you, you know, and probably this week that went up to about 200 times a day.
Sure.
Just because, you know, you our brains don't work in a way that we're constantly predicting worst case scenarios and what if this happens, what if that happens, and, you know, suddenly somebody's no longer here anymore. our brains don't work that way. We sort of have to function with this, with this path of consistency ahead of us. And we operate within those terms. And so, it made me think about my own children. And then for whatever the reason, last show, as I was kind of doing last minute preparation, last night, as I was doing last minute preparations for the show, I thought about an individual that I grew up near, who I wound up being personal. I ended up personal training with this gentleman at a gym. He was my age, tall, handsome, muscular, this Adonis-like figure, and life of the party. Everybody liked him.
That type of guy everybody wanted to be around.
Women want him and men want to be like him, right? seemed like, they've got the perfect life, has it all, got the looks, the smarts, nice person. And he wound up taking his own life because of this depression issue. It's affecting so many people. And it was just odd that it was exactly 3 years ago yesterday when the thought of him popped back into my mind for maybe the first time since it happened. And it happened to be exactly 3 years ago from that time. So I thought, something's telling me to explore this topic and just reach out to people who are listening, and give people a little bit more information on this topic of depression. And, there's other disorders linked to it, bipolar disorder, bipolar depression. Anxiety is oftentimes lumped in there with depression, but mood disorders, right? And depression in particular. So, the World Health Organization states that depression is the leading cause of disability, affecting more than 120 million people worldwide, and antidepressants are now the most popular class of drugs in the U.S.
Wow.
And their use has been growing rapidly over the past two decades. From 1990 to 2000, for example, prescriptions for SSRIs, which are the leading class of antidepressant drugs, and it stands for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, those prescriptions rose by a staggering 1,300%. In those 10 years. And in the last year alone, 30 million patients in the U.S. spent over $20 billion on antidepressants. So this is a big deal. And despite the aggressive promotion and widespread use of these medications, recent evidence suggests that antidepressants are not as effective as we had been led to believe, and other studies have even raised concerns about their long-term efficacy and safety, and the potential increased risk for suicidal behavior in both children and adults. And I think I mentioned on a previous show that, every year, on average, the number of people diagnosed with depression rate increases by 20%. So this is a big problem. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is this, the prevailing Western medical theory as it relates to depression and how it's diagnosed, how it's treated, how it's viewed in a conventional model, because the way that it's viewed has a detrimental result in the way that it's treated. And the current way that it's reviewed is as a chemical imbalance, right? We've all heard that, right? Sure. That people suffering from mood disorders have some sort of chemical imbalance, and that is what is that's their disease, right? They have this thing, this disease. It's got an ICD-10 code. Doctors, label you with this disease based on your symptoms, and then they can prescribe you the drug to help correct that disease. But I challenge people listening today to question whether depression is really a disease in and of itself, or whether it's a symptom of underlying dysfunction that's contributing to the symptom of depression,
right?
So this idea that depression and other mental health conditions are caused by an imbalance in chemicals in the brain is so deeply entrenched and ingrained in our psyche here, in our country in particular, that it kind of seems almost sacrilegious to question it. So I'm not trying to offend anybody by bringing up this topic, although it's hard not to offend anybody nowadays, because anything worth talking about, anything interesting can, to somebody out there, may be offensive. But my goal is not, is also not to tell people that, you know, you need to stop your medications, you need to stop going to talk therapy, and just use this functional, you know, medicine and nutrition and lifestyle-based medicine approach. This is a, this is a massive and important complement to those therapies.
Right.
It's just that, just like, you know, whether it's thyroid disease, whether it's heart disease, whether it's diabetes, if you just use the Western medical model approach by itself, it can be very problematic and not addressing anything about lifestyle, anything about diet, anything about nutrition, anything about epigenetics, which I've mentioned before is our ability to offset our genetic predisposition based on lifestyle factors and nutritional factors. So don't mean to offend anybody. I'm not perfect, but if I put my foot in my mouth today, you'll have to please excuse me, but I'll do my best here. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about kind of this whole idea of this chemical imbalance theory, why that's sort of flawed, and what is the alternative to that.
Right. Dr. Mark Riggs is our guest, 5280functionalmed.com is their website. And by the way, if you've missed any of our previous segments, and usually these are on Fridays, go and check out. He has built a great radio podcast library, I guess is a way to put it, on his website. And we've covered a lot of different areas, and I promise you, you will learn a lot from listening to these. Dr. Riggs just does a great job on explaining these different conditions and issues that we're all facing. And once again, this idea of depression and anxiety and all of that really does play a huge role in our lives. And so we want to talk about that today. And, you know, let's, as you see people, nobody wants to admit, first of all, you know, they're depressed. I'll admit I'm sick and don't feel good, but nobody really, that's a hard thing to get out of somebody. And so you're able to spend, and your wife and at your office, you guys are able to spend a lot of time with a prospective patient on the intake, so to speak. And so, man, they build that trust with you. They open up about different things, and it doesn't take long to figure out, hey, there could be a problem in this area.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's no question that there's been a stigma associated with it. But, you know, just like if you had a physical ailment, you go to the doctor. If you have a psychological ailment, you also should seek help. Absolutely. And yeah, we do spend the time digging into those issues, you know, peeling back the layers, going through stress history and relationship history and the things that can be leading to some of these negative thoughts. And but there are also physical ailments, physiological dysfunction in the body that can contribute to this. And so before we get back into that, I kind of wanted to get back to this idea of this chemical imbalance theory and these drugs that are used to correct quote unquote chemical imbalances. And so There are drugs. There's all sorts of them, psychotropic drugs. The one that I'll talk about is going to be an SSRI. Those are the most popular class of antidepressive drugs. And so there's Zoloft, there's Effexor, there's all sorts of these, and they work by inhibiting the reuptake of serotonin. So basically, the thought is the body is metabolizing through serotonin too fast, so we need to give a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor to keep that serotonin around more. And what serotonin does is make us feel happy. So that's kind of how the the drug therapy corrects the, you know, chemical imbalance, if you will. There are also serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors. There's serotonin or norepinephrine and dopamine reuptake inhibitors like Wellbutrin. And currently, there's no real great way to measure neurotransmitters in the brain, right? We can measure them in the urine and in the saliva, but there's really no great way to measure them, and in the cerebral spinal fluid, I should add, but not in the brain. And so that can be problematic. It's very, it can be very difficult to diagnose. And so what happens is that in the Western medical model, when you go to the conventional doctor, the diagnosis is based on the treatment. They try stuff and then see how you react. And if anybody's watched any of those commercials, and I know everybody listening has, for Cymbalta and for Prozac and for all these drugs that, that manipulate these neurotransmitters, the side effect can be the very thing that you are attempting to treat. It can worsen what you're currently experiencing. It can make you have suicidal or homicidal thoughts. And so, yeah, that can be problematic.
Sure.
Now, it's a big business. These are very popular drugs. In fact, they are some of the most prescribed and most sold medications. But let me just get right into sort of some of the flaws in this chemical imbalance theory when we get back from the break.
All right. And real quick, before we go to break, sure. You've got some health talks coming up. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got one up. We've got one coming up tomorrow, February 1st at 10:30 at the Centennial in Cherry Knolls. And that's going to be on reducing your cardiovascular risk. February is Cardiovascular Awareness Month. And so we Cardiovascular Disease Awareness Month. And so we wanted to get out and inform people what they can be doing from a functional standpoint and more from a more upstream approach, how to manage your cardiovascular risk factors and prevent that big one that can take you out. So tomorrow, 10:30 at the Cherry Knolls Natural Grocers, reduce your cardiovascular risk. And then Saturday, February 15th, 2 weeks from then, we're going to be doing the same talk at the Parker Natural Grocers.
Okay.
At 10:30 as well.
Great. Great chance to meet Dr. Riggs. Again, these are free of charge. Hope you can make it to one of those. We're going to take our short break and be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
David R. Cishan, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If you're 62 years of age or older and own a home, ask yourself, do I want to stay in my home? Have you built up enough equity? Can my family and I benefit from additional cash? Steve Hurley has been a resident of Colorado for over 32 years and is a senior helping seniors. These are questions he can help answer to see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Call Steve Hurley at 303-885-0254 from Affordable Interest Mortgage today to schedule your free consultation. It may be the most important call you'll ever make.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. I want to thank you for joining us today. Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, 5280 Functional Medicine, 5280functionalmed.com is the website. And real quick before we get back to our topic today on depression, this is the first time you've caught Dr. Riggs or you haven't been able to catch this part where we kind of tell you a little bit more about him and his credentials. Let me do that real quick. First of all, he is a licensed chiropractic physician. He's board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders. He's a board certified acupuncture practitioner, board eligible nutritionist. He's also a nationally registered certified medical examiner. And he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. So it does not take long, I know, for you to listen and understand he knows what he's doing and loves what he's doing, taking care of people and helping people feel better. And it is great to have him with us here each week for our show. And so let's carry on this a little deeper into our topic today, Doc.
Sure. So there is a there's a professor of psychology and neuroscience from Michigan University who points out in his book, Blaming the Brain, that contrary to what is often claimed, no biochemical, anatomical, or functional signs have been found that reliably distinguish the brains of mental patients. And so he goes into these main points that he makes about dismantling this chemical imbalance theory. And one point, I'm going to go through them here. One is reducing the levels of norepinephrine, serotonin, and dopamine do not actually produce depression in humans, even though it appears to do so in animals. Number two, the theory cannot explain why there are drugs that alleviate depression, despite the fact that they have little or no effect on either serotonin or norepinephrine. Number three, drugs that raise serotonin and norepinephrine levels, such as amphetamine and cocaine, actually do not alleviate depression. Number four, no one has explained why it takes a relatively long time before antidepressant drugs produce any elevation in mood. Antidepressants produce their maximum elevation of serotonin and norepinephrine in only a day or two, but it often takes several weeks before any improvement in mood occurs. Number five, although some depressed patients have low levels of serotonin and norepinephrine, the majority do not. Estimates vary, but reasonable averages from several studies have indicated that only about 20% of depressed patients actually have low levels of these metabolites. Number six, some depressed patients actually have abnormally high levels of serotonin and norepinephrine, and some patients with no history of depression at all have low levels of these amines. And although there's been claims that depression may be caused by excessive levels of monoamine oxidase, the enzyme that breaks down serotonin and norepinephrine, this is only true in some depressed patients and not true in others. And lastly, antidepressants produce a number of different effects than their norepinephrine and serotonin activity that have not been accounted for when considering their activity on depression. And finally, there is not a single peer-reviewed article that can be accurately cited to support claims that serotonin deficiency in any mental disorder. While there are many articles that present counter-evidence, furthermore, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders does not list serotonin as the cause of any mental disorder. The American Psychiatric Press textbook of clinical psychiatry addresses serotonin deficiency as an unconfirmed hypothesis, stating that additional experience has not confirmed the monoamine depletion hypothesis. So there are a lot of holes in the conventional standard of care when it comes to depression, the view of it, the treatment of it. And so I wanted to get into an alternative that seems like a promising alternative view and treatment for depression. It's known as the immune cytokine model of depression. And this theory holds that inflammation, often originating in the gut, produces chemical messengers called cytokines. And these cytokines travel through the bloodstream, cross the blood-brain barrier, and suppress the activity of the frontal cortex. That, in turn, causes the symptoms that we label as depression. Now, if this is the case, then the solution to depression is not to increase serotonin availability in the brain, but to reduce inflammation, particularly in the gut. And there have been many, many different studies of patients with gut dysfunction and serious gut problems and serious inflammation problems that also have the symptom of depression. And the connection, the additional points to make in connection between depression and inflammation was made in a research article by Burke et al., and the authors presented several lines of evidence supporting this connection. One is that depression is often present in acute inflammatory illness. Higher levels of inflammation increase the risk for developing depression. That's been established. Administering endotoxins that provoke inflammation to healthy people trigger classic depressive symptoms. One quarter of patients who take interferon, which is a medication used to treat hepatitis C and causes significant inflammation throughout the body, one quarter of those people suffer from major depression. Wow. Remission of clinical depression is often associated with normalization of inflammatory markers. So, during an inflammatory reaction, these cytokines, these inflammatory chemicals like tumor necrosis factor alpha and interleukin 1 and interferon and interleukin 10, among others, researchers have discovered these in the early 1800s, and that these inflammatory cytokines produce a wide variety of psychiatric and neurological symptoms, which perfectly mirror the classic characteristics of depression. And when they're treated, those symptoms are reduced. So I know we have only a few minutes left, and so I wanted to get into the lifestyle factors that contribute to these issues, because it looks like the chemical imbalance theory is missing the mark, and it looks like this immune cytokine theory has a lot of promise. And now, you know, more research has to be done, but I will tell you anecdotally in my practice that when we get a hold of a patient and we use this functional approach to a patient and their chief complaint is depression, and we address their lifestyle, we lower their inflammation, we clean up their gut health, we improve hormonal balance, their depression improves and their anxiety improves. And so the 9 common causes of inflammation and depression: number one, diet. Number 2, obesity. Number 3, gut health. Number 4, stress, chronic stress that leads to those inflammatory cytokines. Number 5, lack of physical activity. Number 6, sleep deprivation. Number 7, chronic infections that are not related to the gut. Number 8 kind of dovetails off of that, dental caries and periodontal disease. And number 9, vitamin D deficiency. All 9 of these things have been shown in the scientific literature to, with dysfunction of any 9 of these categories, to cause increases of inflammation and cause worsening of depressive symptoms. So the functional approach would be to adopt an anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle, addressing those 9 major underlying factors primarily, and investigating other underlying causes of inflammation, which we're usually able to do with one way or another, using some sort of advanced diagnostic laboratory test to analyze what's going on underneath, whether it's dysfunction with hormones, whether it's inflammation, whether it's gut infections, and then treat those things accordingly. That is the functional medicine approach to depression.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of great information. Also, we didn't have time to really get into this, but if you'll call 720-722-0386, and if there's some testing you need, Dr. Riggs is offering $50 off of those tests for Haystack Help listeners. So 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, always great. Thank you very much. Don't go anywhere. Mark Griffith coming up next right here on KLZ 560.
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.